We're in Simin Reish Ches, we're up to Siftes. Irev kemach dolchin v'shar minei kitnius im kemach shachameshis minei dogon. You mix together the flour of a bean, anything that is considered a bean in halacha, say even millet, together with the flour of grain. Ubishlo b'kedera, and you took this mixture and cooked it. Mavarach borei minei mezonis v'al hamechya. So the Mechaber says, its bracha is borei minei mezonis, and alamichya afterwards, even though it is a taroves of grain and other things, the grain is the ikar. So the bracha is borei minei mezonis and alamichya. Now we'll soon see that this halacha does not necessarily hold true in all cases. V'im osa mimenu pas, and if you make from it a bread, mavarach hamotzi ubirkas hamazon. And if you make a bread out of it, then the bracha is hamotzi and berkas hamazon, which means a bread that is made of grain and other flour. Its bracha, say corn, ground corn, its bracha is going to be hamotzi and berkas hamazon. Says the Mechaber, now when do we say this? V'dafka sheyesh ba'oso kemach mechameshes haminim kedei sheyocho mimenu kazayis dogan mechtei achilus pras. The Mechaber shita is that unless the amount of grain you have in it is a kezayis within kedei achilas pras, that means that the ratio is, the way we paskin, no more than 1 to 8. That means within a shear of eating 8 kezayisim, you're going to have 1 kezayis, not 1 to 8, 1 to 7, 1 with 1/8. You'll have within a shear of kedei achilas pras, which is 8 kezayisim, you will have 1 kezayis of grain. There you'll bench afterwards. Avolim ein bozeh hashir mechameshes haminim, but if you don't have that shear, einu bavaruch lebesof birkas hamazon, you will not be able to bench afterwards. It means the Mechaber shita is that you can only bench if you had a kezayis of grain in the mixture. But if you had less than a kezayis, then you can't say birkas hamazon, even though you made hamotzi. Now, what if you did have kezayis bechtei achilas pras in the mixture, but you didn't eat the whole pras? Mishtabur brings a machlokis. He follows the gra, who says you will have to have eaten bepol. You will have had to have eaten an entire kezayis bechtei achilas pras of grain. So that if it has kezayis bechdei achilas pras, but you didn't eat a pras, so you didn't eat a whole kezayis, there you couldn't bench. The Mechaber is holding that in order to be able to bench, you had to have had a kezayis of dogam bechdei achilas pras. We're not mitzaref the other ingredients to the sheer kezayis for benching. The motzi you'll make anyway, because you don't need a sheer for a motzi, and the dogam is the ikar. Now says the Mechaber, what happens if you did not have the shear? Elo b'tchila mavarach hamotzi, kiven shiyesh bo tam dogon, afal pishem bo kezayis bechtei achilas pras. In order to make a motzi on it, you don't need kezayis bechtei achilas pras, because there's no shear to a motzi. But what do you need? Tam dogon. It's got to be that you can still taste the grain. If you can't even taste the grain, then you don't even make a motzi on it. It's bottle. In order for the grain not to be bottle, not to be tuffle, you would have to have tam dogon in it. Tam dogon, according to the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't mean it's the only flavor or the principal flavor, but you can also taste it. So if it has tam dogon, if you can also taste the grain, then you make the bracha you make on it is, if it's cooked, it's mezonis; if it's baked, it's hamotzi. Whereas, in order to bench on it, or in order to say al hamechya, there you would have to have a shear of kezayis bechtei achilas pras, and you ate the whole pras, so that you will have had a kezayis bechtei achilas pras of dogon. So what happens if it didn't have the shear? V'lebesof al hamechya. Afterwards you would say al hamechya. If you didn't have a shear of kezayis bechtei achilas pras, the Mechaber paskins that you say al hamechya afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah asks that the Achronim pounce on this halacha. Why are you making an alamichya? The reason you can't bench afterwards is because you didn't have kezayis bechtei achilas pras of dogon. If you didn't have a kezayis bechtei achilas pras of dogon, so that's why you can't bench, so what are you saying a bracha achrona on? On the other ingredients. The other ingredients were beans. Why are you saying an alamichi after a kazai is a bean? So the Gra actually argues with the Mechaber, and he says you say a bari nefashis. Again, we are talking about a case where you had a mixture of flour made from grain with flour made for other ingredients. The ratio was such that you did not have a kazayas pechte achilas pras. You had more than seven times as much other flour in there as you did grain flour. So you can't possibly say ala michya, because even if you had a kazayas, it wasn't pechte achilas pras. So what are you saying the after bracha on? What are you saying a bracha achrona on? On the beans. Well, if you're saying a bracha achrona on the beans, its bracha should be bari nefashis. The Mechaber, for some reason, says ala michya. The Mishnah Berurah favors the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that you should really go with the Gra. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Achronim say, "Don't look for trouble. Don't eat this thing, because you're going to be left with the suffix. If you want to eat it tochasuda, meaning make sure that you had other real bread that was vaday pas that you ate a kazayis with the achilas pras of." So that you're going to be able to bench. Someone who wants to be knowing like the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah said, Ein Limchos. Further, Vimbishlo Bekdeira, what happens if you cooked it, and it did not have Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, Mavarach Tchilo Borei Min Mazonis, first you, as a bracha we've shown you make a Mazonis, Va'achra Bar Nefashis, and the after bracha is Bar Nefashis. Now here the Mechaber is very clear about it. The bracha achrona, uncooked flour of grain mixed with other ingredients, where you don't have a kazayis bechdei achilas pras of flour, the bracha achrona is going to be bar nefashis, because you're making a bracha achrona not on the grain, you're making a bar nefashis on the other ingredients. So that's bar nefashis. So our only problem was in the case of baking, for some reason he said to make an ala michya, and there the achronim have a hard time with it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah first of all says, lav dafka, that we're talking about a case that it was a mixture of flour. He says the same halacha applies. Let us say you take grain flour and you mix it with other ingredients that weren't flour altogether. Mix it with nuts, mix it with all kinds of other things, put honey in there. If you have less than a kazayis bechdei achilas pras, you couldn't make an ala michya. So here the Mishnah Berurah brings that the minig is that on cake we make an ala michya even though all you had was a kazayas of the cake. We do not say that you need a full kazayas of grain in order to say ala michya on cake. What's the difference? Why isn't that a perfect example of this halacha, where if you don't have a kazayas bechdei achilas pras of grain, you cannot make an ala michya? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that here we're talking about a real mixture. In the case of cake, you're not trying to make a mixture. In the case of cake, the ikar is the grain, and you're putting other things in there to flavor the grain. So he says there, it would seem that they are considered secondary, they're tuffel to the grain, and therefore we're mitzaref them to a shear. Not so when you're dealing with a bread or a dish that I made where I combined all the ingredients. It's not that the ikar to me was the grain and the rest was serving it. I wanted a mixture of all kinds of things. See, in such a case, if you don't have a kazayas bechdei achilas pras, you couldn't make an ala michya. So let's take the case lemaisa of cornbread, where the majority of flour is corn, a minority of it is corn flour, that is, a minority is grain flour. What is its bracha? Bracha rishona, as long as it has tam dagan, as long as you can taste the grain, which generally you can, the halacha will be that it's hamotzi. How about bracha achrona? So there, if you have more than kazayas bechdei achilas pras of the dagan, which means the ratio is more than 1 to 7. You have more grain than a seventh, and you ate an entire pras, so you ate a kazayas of dagan, you would bench afterwards. What if you didn't? If you didn't have the whole pras, or you have less than that ratio, so you don't have kazayas with the achilas pras, that is the case that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim. You should only be eating tochasuda, because it's a suffik if it's bracha achrona, is bar nefashis, like the Gra, or al-hamichya, the way the Mechaber puts it.